We're going to do our Mendocino Coast Health Report direct from Mendocino Coast Clinics. Here is Lucrecia Renteria. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
I am guessing, I'll take a wild guess, that Omicron, however you want to pronounce it, the new variant, is the topic of discussion today.
That and several other things, actually. Oh.
That's what I was going to say.
Omicron variant has been found in California, as hit the news yesterday. And so CDC is recommending boosters for everybody 18 and over. It is unknown whether or not a different vaccine will come out that better addresses this variant. But at this point, it is recommended that we at least get a booster or your first and second dose if you are completely unvaccinated. But remember that these variants are more contagious and possibly more deadly. And so we really need to stop this in its tracks. And luckily, we have the pediatric Pfizer vaccine so that we can start vaccinating children, and hopefully that will make an indentation in the case rates across the world, but especially across California for us. So please come by and get your boosters. Remember, we're here Tuesdays in the tent from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Last Tuesday, while many experienced longer waits than we're used to in our drive-through events, we did over 300 vaccines, and so that's really where that was coming from. We had a lot of boosters come through. We had some pediatric second doses, and we had even some new people getting vaccinated. So we're very grateful to the community who's responding to get their vaccines in, but especially given the fact that this variant has been found in California, we need to be very vigilant and make sure that we have our vaccines on board and the booster as recommended. So as I said, we have the pediatric Pfizer vaccine, and we'll be doing second doses for the Mendocino schools tomorrow, December 3rd, and the Fort Bragg second dose on Monday, December 13th. We did another round of first dose yesterday, so in 3 weeks we'll be doing their second dose. And people can come for first dose during those second dose clinics also. So please, if you have a child 5 to 11 years old, bring them in on any of those clinics. The Fort Bragg December 13th vaccine clinic will start at 2 o'clock here at Mendocino Coast Clinics at 205 South Street. And it's important to talk to your child about getting a vaccine before they come. Try to prepare them. We have some kids who are very afraid of needles, so maybe they want to bring a stuffed animal or their puppy, or just talk to them about how important it is to stay healthy and that they want to keep maybe aunt and uncle or grandma and grandpa or mom and dad healthy. And so we're all getting this vaccine so that we can be as healthy as possible and maybe someday get rid of the masks and be able to have more play dates with our friends. Some kind of uplifting advice for kids as they have to face their fear of needles and their fear of it hurting. It really is a quick vaccine. I saw many kids yesterday who were shocked that they had already received the vaccine because they were, you know, fearing in anticipation and it was already over before they even knew it. So parents, please talk to your kids about that. I had a couple of things also about scheduling for the holidays. So today, thanks to the Healthcare Foundation, we're having our holiday luncheon here at Mendocino Coast Clinics. All of our sites will be closed from 12 to 2. Our phones will be at the answering service. We'll be back open for patient care at 2 o'clock. So just if you need to come by in person to do any kind of business with us, we'll be closed from 12 to 2. Come by in the afternoon or come by before noon. And we do really want to send a thank you to the Healthcare Foundation for sponsoring our luncheon this year. Very kind of them, and it's a very nice thank you to the Mendocino Coast Clinic staff for everything that they've done over this year to take care of this community. So we appreciate the recognition, and we appreciate the food. And then for our Christmas schedule, we will be closed both on Friday, December 24th, and Monday, December 27th for our holiday. We take Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off here at MCC, so we'll have both of those days off later this month. And I have a reminder about second doses. We did see some people who had not been getting their second doses after 3 weeks or 4 weeks come through this week at our Tuesday event. And a reminder that it doesn't matter if it's been 6 months or 8 months since your first dose, come for your second dose, and then in 6 months, come back for your booster. It's just really vital that we finish out these series and get as vaccinated as possible. And then, as a final note, Don Hosberg, our physician assistant who worked for Mendocino Coast Clinics for almost 25 years, is retiring now in December, and I really want to wish her well and thank her for all her years of service, advocacy on behalf of our patients, and just the care that she provided for all of our patients over the course of these years.
All right. So I think the main word here now is just keep moving forward. Just get your shots, and we'll see what happens with Omicron when we know more about it. But for now, get those shots.
Yes, that's the word.
All right. Thank you, Lucretia, for being with us on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.